ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Ivory Flakes. Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. You know what I've noticed? Check me if I'm wrong. It seems to me you women have found nothing's more satisfactory than blouses and skirts. Gee, they do make a becoming outfit, aren't they? Why, with two skirts, one short and one long, and a half a dozen blouses, you're ready for any occasion, night or day. And the upkeep is so simple. Just wash your blouses gently in Ivory Flakes. That'll keep them fresh and bright up to twice as long. The same thing goes for your rayon dresses, your sweaters, house coats, and lingerie. Ivory Flakes care keeps them stay soft, so colorful. Why, you'll get up to twice the wear. But I warn you, never wash anything you like the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap. Because, oh, what that can do to the looks of nice clothes. Colors can fade and seams can fray. Change to gentle Ivory Flakes care. Wash tests have shown what a difference it makes. Why, the Ivory Flakes people washed all kinds of things over and over, and yet, honestly, after the last washing, you could hardly tell them from brand new. I'll tell you another thing. If you wash your rayon stockings every night in Ivory Flakes, they'll fit so much better. You'll be pleased as punch, and they'll last longer. In stocking strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. Is it any wonder I say, if sometimes your dealer is out of Ivory Flakes, keep asking for them. Believe me, Ivory Flakes are really safe. They're the flake form of pure, mild Ivory soap. Always give your blouses, housecoats, slips Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here walking along Virginia Avenue towards the small house halfway up in the next block, we come upon Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen fell into each other's society a short distance back and are now conversing idly about this, that, and the other thing. Let's fall in behind our friends and listen.
Bluetooth Johnson told me that in all sincerity.
He told you a fella swallowed an alarm clock and it kept time after it was in his stomach?
Perfect time.
How'd the fella know it kept perfect time?
He had a brother with an X-ray machine.
When you next encounter Bluetooth Johnson, tell him that your father requested he put his shoes in his hat and pull his hat down over his ears.
Oh, I don't really believe the story. But still, you can't get away from it. Lots of peculiar things go on in this world. You read in the paper yesterday about the man that had his Adam's apple trained?
Trained to go down to the drugstore after cigars?
No, trained to flop around in time to music.
I must have missed that fascinating item. Mama do Wemma.
Huh?
Mama's on the porch.
Yeah.
Charlie, honey, didn't you tell me one time there's danger ahead when Mama stands up on the porch and waits for us?
Yeah. Is she... By George, she's standing up now.
Has been for some moments.
Soon as she caught sight of us, she got up from the swing and walked over to the porch pillar, huh?
Precisely.
Well, like I've told you before, that indicates any one of several things.
Enumerate them once again.
Well, number one, Mom wants me to run an errand. Number two, she wants you to do some work. Number three, she wants both of us to do some work. Four, something has happened she wants to tell us about. And if you want my opinion, I'd guess number four this trip.
How can you tell?
By the expression on Mom's face. When she wants me to run an errand, her expression is generally wheedling. When she wants either you or me to do some work, her expression is generally determined. When something has happened she wants to tell us about it...
Hello there, Dr. Steech.
Hello. Why do you dawdle so?
We saw no occasion to hurry.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Don't come up on the porch. I'm coming down. We're going around and back.
Lawn mowing job for us, I'll bet you 5-1.
Yeah.
Guess what's happened?
Homer Hick from Norman, Oklahoma, who don't even own the socks he wears on his feet, called up long distance with a stifling
news. This is nothing comical. Come on around and back. You too, Russell.
Has something gone wrong,
Vic? Vic, another monstrous big chunk of concrete has been knocked out of the side of our garbage box.
Yeah?
A monstrous big chunk of concrete. You know anything about it?
No.
You, Russell?
Uh-uh.
Well, I'm going to find out who knows something about it.
Who was it knocked the chunk out last year with their car?
Charlie Razorscope. But it wasn't him. He's in Peoria.
Science tells us that those in Peoria are physically unable to knock chunks out of garbage boxes 40 miles away. When the poet Keats held the dandelion...
This is pretty serious business, Vic. Our beautiful landlord will hit the ceiling a mile high. Such an enormous big glob of cement knocked out of a person's icebox you never saw in all your life.
A garbage box, Mom.
What?
You said icebox. Very likely in your excitement where words tumble unbidden from your lips.
Don't aggravate me, Willie. About to boil as it is. You'll have to do the talking to Mr. Erickson, Vic. I haven't got the nerve to tell him there's another hunk of concrete been slammed loose from his expensive garbage box.
I'll titter boyishly and murmur accidents will happen.
Yes, and then what'll he tell you?
He better not tell me much or I'll wrap his legs around his neck and tie a neat four-in-hand knot.
Mm-hmm. You'll do wonders. Goodness, if we only owned our own house where we wouldn't be beholden to landlords and responsible for their things. Just jabs me in the quick. Well, here you are. Take a look.
Say.
Horrible, huh? You looking, Vic? This is not funny. Not a bit funny.
I never beheld such a dent in a garbage box before.
You going to sit down?
Yes, sir.
Get up.
This is such a terrible sight. My legs get weak and refuse to support the weight of my body. This is such a terrible sight.
We got to find out who did this.
All the detective books I ever read suggest you start out.
Vic, get up. You're no help sprawled out on the grass.
My keen deductive mind works better when I'm sprawled out on the grass.
Stand up like a halfway human being. We got to find out who done this awful thing.
You have any ideas?
No, few. Just before you come home, I saw Smelly Clark turning the corner at Kelsey Street and looking awful, awful sneaky.
It wasn't Smelly.
No, it wasn't. Smelly's exonerated. Smelly has a clean bill of health.
Why?
I don't know. Why has he, Pete?
Well, Smelly's been in Peoria since the day before yesterday.
Everybody's in Peoria anymore.
I saw Smelly round the corner there at Kelsey Street, and it was less than half an hour ago.
Well, you couldn't have, Mom. Smelly's in Peoria.
Science tells us that the populations of the Earth are slowly gradualing toward Peoria. The day will come when Peoria is in the center of...
Don't sit down, Vic, and show some interest here. Be some help. How do you go about finding the guilty party in a business like this?
Question the townspeople in an attempt to discover what party...
How do you go about it, Vic?
Question the townspeople in an attempt to discover what party...
You don't think for a minute I'm just going to let this go?
Oh, we're giving you good advice, Mom. Ask questions.
Well, who'll I ask questions from?
Oh, the neighbors.
What neighbors? Miss Donahue's not home. Miss Razorscum's not home. Miss Husher's not home. Miss Harris and I are cool. What neighbors?
I don't know, kiddo.
Don't sit on that ground.
Let me stag down on this sweet grass and
don't
rest a while.
Don't sit on that ground.
Oh, my.
Some person has got to have done it.
Why?
No automobile bumped into this garbage box.
How do you know that?
I told you not to sit on that ground.
I started to collapse, but now I've regained my equilibrium. How you know no automobile bumped into your garbage box?
Because the chunk of cement's been knocked off of this side.
An automobile could have backed around, though.
All right. Show me the tracks.
I don't see any tracks.
There ain't any tracks. Yes, sir. No, sir. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of the garbage box? That's a pretty good joke. I must keep that joke in mind and spring on my...
I told you that, and I had a few suspicions. One was Smelly Clark.
Smelly's in Peoria, Smelly's in Peoria, Smelly's in Peoria.
That little girl from Racine, Wisconsin, visiting her grandpa and grandma over in University Avenue, is not in Peoria.
Which little girl is this?
Little Dorothy something or other. The one I told you about, yanked up a fistful of my flowers a couple of weeks ago.
She's only 4 years old, Mom.
That don't hurt, she bites.
You don't figure she bit this chunk out of the garbage box?
Wouldn't put it past her. She would if she could.
She couldn't, though.
No, but she would if she could.
Maybe she kicked it.
You're losing your grip, Fred, though. Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley with iron shoes on couldn't have kicked this big a chunk out.
No, I guess he couldn't. Unless he took a lead off from about Center Street.
Vic, do you have to sit down on that ground?
No.
Well, stand up and help me here. Who bit this garbage box?
I don't know who bit that garbage box.
I mean, who ruined this garbage box?
I still don't know.
Well, how are we going to find out?
Kiddo, I'm no magician.
Helplessness.
Sure.
I got an idea, Mom.
I bet.
I have. Look, it rained last night. There was thunder.
Well?
Nature decrees that with thunder we must have lightning.
Lightning struck this garbage box?
Yes.
No, it never.
Well, garbage boxes are reinforced with steel rods. Steel.
There's a monstrous big scrooge of cement missing. Lightning may strike a thing, but it don't run away with it.
Well, good for you, Mom. A mighty high-class deduction.
Where did Gov go?
I don't know.
I'm over here on the other side of the garbage box.
Sitting in the alley now, huh?
I'm hunting for clues.
Oh, get up on your feet.
I think I see where a heavy body has been dragged across the dirt. There's been foul play.
Get up and come around here.
Okay.
Mom, where do you suppose that chunk of concrete went to?
I don't know, but I've looked all over the yard for it.
If I was the detective on the case, I'd get all the parties that the finger of suspicion pointed to, and I'd closet them all in one room, and I'd turn out the lights, and I'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to get hung by the neck until dead any more than the next half-wit. So I'm giving you this last chance to confess."
Mr. Rooch, honey, I've solved the mystery. I've solved the mystery, and now I'm going to Peoria where everybody else is.
Yeah, you've solved the mystery. Surprised to see you standing on your feet.
I will name you the scoundrel who damaged this garbage box.
All right, name him.
Mr. Gumpbox's horse, Howard.
Yeah?
Allow me to call your attention to this slight depression in the grass. Is that the imprint of a horseshoe?
Get out of my way so I can examine it up close.
Here's where I mean. See the outline of the horseshoe?
Well, I believe I do.
Sure, that's a horse's hoof print.
Permit Papa to reconstruct the scene. Mr. Gumpbox pulled up here for professional garbage purposes. No doubt he wandered a short distance away to chat with some acquaintance. Howard, lonely and blue, spied a choice morsel of grass. He dragged the wagon around to about this point here. A fly bothered him. He let loose with a tremendous kick. A chunk of concrete flew through the air and fell to earth perhaps 25 yards away in the deep grass beside Miss Harris's chicken coop. The story is told.
By George, I believe you hit the nail on the head, Gov.
Oh, nothing, really.
Why, that nasty, nasty, nasty old horse.
He is a rascal.
Well, I tell Mr. Gumpbox I'm him.
I bet you do.
Yes, sir.
And now?
Now what?
The great detective sits down.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Ladies, have you been completely baffled by the stocking problem? What I mean is, have you wondered how on earth you could make rayon stockings look nice on you or last any time? Well, cheer up. Every woman in America has had that problem, and one by one, they're finding the solution. It's very simple. Ivory Flakes. That's the answer. Nightly washing in Ivory Flakes. It does wonders. Keeps rayons from stretching so, makes them look really sleek. More than that, nightly Ivory Flakes care keeps them lasting longer. You know, stocking strain tests were made, and in those tests, rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long. Yes, twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. Ivory Flakes are pure, the flake form of baby's ivory soap. Use them for all your nice clothes. Blouses, house coats, sweaters. Don't wash those things the wrong way. Give them gentle Ivory Flakes care. You'll get up to twice the wear. Again Monday, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Lamont Johnson saying good day for Ivory Flakes. Patriotic to help your grocer save paper bags and cardboard. Take your own shopping bag to the store.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.